That was Poi Dog Pondering with Love Vigilantes, and you're listening to KHUM. Right now, I have the esteemed pleasure of having one of the organizers of Jefferson Art up on the phone right now, Jolie Fulkerson. How are you doing today?
I'm great. We're in the middle of a wild scene here in downtown Eureka.
I know you guys are going ahead and putting everything in the building right now, aren't you?
Right. There's a team of about six of us. We're unloading a van, a truck, and several cars. We have about 300 pieces of art, pottery, paintings, all kinds of things that you could ever imagine, jewelry, you name it.
And all of this art was donated by art collectors, so it's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes. We know that artists are often asked to donate, and so what we do about once a year is we ask people in the community to give up something that they may have loved in the past, but they're ready to let go of now. And so we've done this for hospice and the Botanical Garden and Arcata Medical Choir. And this year we're doing it for the Jefferson Project.
So, how did you pick the Jefferson Project?
Well, we've been aware of the kind of work that they've been doing on the west side of Eureka. And it's been a big challenge. And they have really phenomenally raised, I mean, literally, I think over $3 million for their building and their park and equipment. But they always need a little bit more to help with art and events that happen at the center. So this is just a way to help with utilities or any other expenses that they have.
Now, for those who are unaware with what the Jefferson Neighborhood Project does, can you give a brief overview?
Yeah, you know, what's been fun about doing this event is a lot of people went to Jefferson School when it was an active elementary school. And then when it was decided to shut it down, the neighborhood realized what a resource it was for them, that it was like a hub. And so a handful of people, largely Heidi Benzinelli and Richard Evans and a few others, just jumped in and said, no, wait a minute, we have to save this building. It's a great resource. So they've been working for years. At first, it was a big challenge because there was a lot of resistance to it. And then they won the hearts and minds of Eureka and raised money, and they're just going full force now. And it's a place where anybody can go, but it's largely for that neighborhood. So there's preschool and there's a foods program and all kinds of supports.
Wow, that's wonderful. So really bringing the community together with that.
It's a great example of what's possible when people take action.
Now, the art displays and auctions will be set on up over at 3rd and G Streets.
Yes. It's the old Avalon restaurant, and it's going to be some form of a new Avalon. Beverly Wolf is actually going to be here tomorrow night hosting, she'll be serving drinks and food at a reception, and she'll do that again on Saturday night. So that's an add-on that we didn't anticipate until about a week ago.
Oh, cool. So the gallery is open during the day both tomorrow and Saturday, and then you have a reception tomorrow night from 5 until 8, and then you're open for Arts Alive. So there's lots of opportunities for people to go on in and place their silent bids, plus view the art.
And it's a great opportunity for people who haven't started a collection yet because, well, first of all, we have a lot of wonderful Humboldt artists like Flatmo and Sennett and Benson and so forth. And we also have international things. And prices are going to literally start at $5. So if anybody has some empty wall space, either in an office or in their bedroom or in their living room, or for children, this is going to be a great opportunity to buy something for as little as $5. And then, of course, some things will be bid up and will hopefully sell for quite a bit more because it's a good cause.
And you're also going to have a buy it now table, too?
Yes, we are. You'll be able to come in anytime starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock and look at the pottery and some of the other things and just pay probably $5 or less and just take it with you. And then the really important time slot is Saturday night during Arts Alive, actually for all day Friday and Saturday, people can write their bids down for the larger pieces, and then they just come back Saturday night, and the bell rings at 8:45, and it's a big, mad scramble to get your favorite piece.
Oh, that sounds like mania, but like a good kind of mania.
It is definitely mania. Good word, Bailey.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me. I'll let you get back to putting everything in there and getting set up. But I urge everyone to go to Jefferson Art Up. It is the gallery will be set up both all day tomorrow and Saturday. They have the reception tomorrow night from 5 until 8. And then they're open during Arts Alive as well. It's at the corner of 3rd and G Streets, which is the former location of the Praxis and Avalon Bar. So.
Excellent. Bailey, you're terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take a short break, some messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll get back into the music in just a couple minutes. You're listening to KHOM.